Welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson, coming to you every day, Monday through Friday, at 1:25 p.m. on WZAP, right here in Bristol, Virginia. You can also listen to this program on your smartphone and on your computer. Just log on to WZAP's website and click Listen Live. I'm glad you tuned in today. I'd like for you to call a friend and tell them that the 5-minute program is on the air. I hope that you are being blessed by this ministry, and I thank God that He has enabled me to do this ministry. We're going into our lesson now. Scoot up your chair. I'm going to read again from the book of John, the 1st chapter. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Another place we read, they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Emmanuel. C.H. Spurgeon said it in these words, God with us. It is wisdom's mystery. God with us. Wise men look at it and wonder. Angels desire to see it. The plumb line of reason cannot reach into its depths. The eagle wings of science cannot fly so high. God with us is hell's terror. The black-winged dragon of the pit trembles before it. It is the minister's strength. How could he preach the gospel? How could the missionary go into the foreign lands? How could the martyr stand at the stake? If that one phrase was taken away, God with us, it is the balm of healing. It is the comfort in suffering. It is the sleep which God gives to His children. It is their rest from all their labors. God with us is heaven's hallelujah. It is the shout of the glorified. It is the song of the redeemed. It is the everlasting theme of the great orchestra in the sky. God with us. He had been promised since the foundation of the earth. In the Garden of Eden, God had promised Adam a Redeemer, but there was a time between the Garden of Eden and the Garden of Gethsemane. During this interim, there is a perfect picture given us of man's bankruptcy in the personal life of a man named Job. Job was a man who had everything, beautiful wife, 10 children, many flocks, large barns in which to store his stuff. When the losses started, it was not long until all was gone. His children, his wealth. What tragedy could be worse than this? Yet, this is not all the story. Job became critically ill. His body wasted away until he was offensive to be near and repulsive to look on. He had no hope of replacing his holdings or to make a comeback. What a picture of the world's chaos. We have lost all things beautiful, and death is upon every person. We, like Job, are unable to pull ourselves up, to turn ashes into beauty. But God had a plan to restore all that Job had lost. And in the end of Job's life, he had twice as much as he had in the beginning. God also has a plan to restore all things that the human race lost during the fall of Adam. God created a second Adam, for a new beginning. Where do you start when it's too late to begin at the beginning? You can start with a new beginning. You can have a new beginning. You can be born again. Have a fresh start. All of your past life will be gone forever, and you can start your life anew through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can do it today. You can have a new beginning by inviting the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior. Do it today. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.